Eric, I have a question.
Yes.
The other day you talked about the passage and looking at the spiritual aspect, like the dogs that are on the scent, and they take them to the scene of the crime, and they get the scent, and then they go and they track, and if they lose the scent, then you bring
come
them
back.
So that we're coming back for the scent here.
Yeah.
Before I left the state, someone talked to me, and they were saying that they thought it was self-indulgent to keep coming back here, that the work to be done was to be done out in the world. And that this coming back for the scent maybe was not something
necessary.
Mm-hmm.
Futile, they would say.
Yeah. Not necessary.
Not necessary.
But what do you think of that?
Hello? To that person, it may not be necessary. If you feel that what the person has said that is not necessary, then it's not necessary. But it is easy for one to come again, have the scent of it, and then follow the scent, and then what needs to be done. This is the figure that Baba had given us as to why is it imperative that you have to visit the tomb time and again. At the time there was no tomb, but he had said 22 years, I think he has said now. Do you all remember, Bill? When you all were taken to the tomb and to the hill here. It was in 1954. And it says, 22 years hence, how blessed you all are, I am leading you up this hill, seclusion hill. And then he said the same thing up the hill to at Mehrabad, the site where his body is to be, is to rest there. He says, how blessed you all are that I am in flesh and blood leading you up to these places. 22 years from now, this place will be filled with people from all parts of the world, from all walks of life, young and old, rich and poor, philosophers, and many things he said. But how blessed you all are that I am leading you now. So, such places where he has left his mark, that is his scent, you may call it, just like the seat, tomb, hill, Myrtle Beach Center, Avatar's Abode, whatever it is, wherever he had been, to Mare House, where he stayed there at your place, all these places you see, there is his scent. What do you call that? His stamp of his presence, you may call it. So that's how it is. That gives us a clue about him. And then you go on searching for him. Not go out in there, but within yourself. That gives you an idea, that gives you the urge to find him out, to trace him out, to figure out as to who could he be, how he was, what he did, and this and that. All that is important. And that begets love that needs to have, you need to have, in order to annihilate the mind. When you totally not forget yourself, but lose yourself, become him.